Hello, hello, hello. Let's go. It's Thursday, March 20th, 2025. How you doing? It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day. Appreciate you being here. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Today is reportedly the day that President Trump will sign an executive order calling for the shutdown of the Department of Education, making good on a campaign promise. According to a White House fact sheet, the order would, quote, facilitate the closure of the Department of Education and return education authority to the states while continuing to ensure the effective and uninterrupted delivery of services, programs, and benefits. There are, of course, plenty of people that oppose this plan. The National Parents Union said in a statement that the students will inevitably fall behind if this happens. They said, quote, this isn't fixing education. It's making sure millions of children never get a fair shot. And we're not about to let that happen without a fight. Again, this is going to be a top story all day. Today is the day he sets those wheels in motion. Sports. Yesterday was game two in the Tokyo series, and the Dodgers won again. Congrats, Dodgers. They beat the Cubs 6-3. They swept the series. I thought this was interesting. In Japan, 25 million people tuned in to watch the season opener on Tuesday. Major League Baseball has not seen that size audience in the U.S. since game seven of the 2017 World Series. That's crazy. And again, the traditional season opener with the rest of the teams is a week away, next Thursday. Back to March Madness for a second. I've got a list up in our Instagram stories this morning of restaurants offering free stuff in honor of the annual tournament. Buffalo Wild Wings, Shake Shack, Applebee's, Dave & Buster's, there's a bunch of them, at First Thing Pod on Instagram to find that list. Also, an update on Aaron Rodgers' free agency this morning. It's reported that one of the teams he was considering, the Minnesota Vikings, they are not interested in him. They're reportedly committed to their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, so it seems the Browns, Giants, Steelers, and Titans are all still in play for Rodgers. On to some entertainment headlines this morning. Sadly, it just came out that Aubrey Plaza and her husband Jeff had been separated for several months prior to him taking his own life. He was found back in January by their dog walker. Very sad story. And now this update is everywhere this morning. In relationship news, Sia is getting divorced. According to TMZ, she went to the courthouse yesterday to file for divorce from her husband Daniel after just over 2 years of marriage. Also, came out in all of this that they had a baby 11 months ago, and that baby's name, Somersault Wonder. Love it. In other baby news, Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins and his wife Chloe just welcomed their third child, a girl named Juno. I read that she weighed 9 pounds, 9 ounces, which I celebrate because I was an even 10 pounds. 10 pound baby. Big babies unite. Anyway, congrats to the Corgans. Now an update on Pete Davidson's new relationship. All the stories the last few days are all about how his new girlfriend is a regular person, a non-celebrity, a normie. That's not exactly true. It turns out he's dating a model slash actress named Elsie Hewitt. She previously dated Benny Blanco and Jason Sudeikis. I'm sure she loved all those headlines calling her a non-celebrity, just harping on that. That's got to be fun for her. On to movie and TV news. First, I'm probably more excited about this than I should be, but Warner Brothers is reportedly in talks to sell their shelved Coyote vs. Acme movie to a company called Ketchup Entertainment. I read a lot about this movie. The people that made it, Will Forte and James Gunn, they were very passionate about the movie. They loved it, but Warner Brothers decided to shelve it. Will Forte was very openly unhappy about this decision, and now it might finally come out. Ketchup Entertainment is reportedly on the verge of buying it for $50 million. I hope they do. And now a handful of trailers up in the Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod on Instagram to find all these. The movie Ballerina, this is like a movie in the John Wick universe. Ana de Armas is the star of it. It's going to be in theaters June 6th. We just got a trailer and I've got that up. There's a movie called Together. It's a horror movie with Alison Brie and Dave Franco, a real life couple. That's going to be out August 1st. I've got that up there as well. There's a teaser trailer for The Toxic Avenger. I'm excited about this. Peter Dinklage is in it. It's going to be out in August. And on to TV, another trailer up there, The Handmaid's Tale. The final season, it's episodes weeks away. We are going to get the first three episodes April 8th on Hulu, and then new episodes weekly until the finale on May 27th. And again, that trailer for the final season is out, and I've got it up this morning, all up there in the Instagram stories. In other TV news, SNL just announced three upcoming shows. First, on the 29th, Mikey Madison from the movie Enora. She's going to host with Morgan Wallen performing music. A week later, on April 5th, Jack Black is hosting with Elton John and Brandi Carlile doing the music. That's huge. And then April 12th, John Hamm is hosting with Lizzo singing the songs. John Hamm's John Hamm. He's back. Kelly Clarkson had a lot of people talking when she was MIA from her talk show for a while. It wasn't explained, but she was gone for 10 days. Fans were concerned. And now she's back. All is well. She was back on the air Tuesday. She didn't address the absence, but she's alive and well. A couple things to watch tonight on Fox. It's the third season premiere of Farmer Wants a Wife. We gotta find someone for this guy. And Netflix has a brand new show starring Uzo Aduba and Randall Park. I like both of them. It's called The Residence. It's about a detective solving a murder at the White House. That's out today on Netflix.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. What's Nandaka, you ask? It's a coffee alternative that I have fallen in love with. The company behind it is Peak. I'm telling you, go to their website, poke around a bit, do your own research. Peaklife.com/first thing. That's where you go to find out more and to support the show. PIQUELife.com/first thing. It's going to give you a sustained, calm energy. You're not going to have the jitters and the crash like you do with coffee. It boosts your mood and focus, supports digestion and metabolism. It's made with pure, clean ingredients, which is the thing that got me interested in the first place. I can't say enough good things about the product. I wouldn't be endorsing them if I didn't use it, drink it, love it. Again, I can get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. That kit comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. Peaklife.com/first thing is where you go to get that deal and to learn more. PIQUELife.com/first thing. Okay, on to music. Billboard just released a list of the top female artists of the 21st century so far. We're only a quarter of a way through the century. Who knows what could happen? But as of now, I'll rattle off the top 10 from 10 to 1. According to Billboard, Alicia Keys, Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, Pink, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Adele, Beyonce, Rihanna, Taylor Swift. Of course, Taylor was number one. Again, the top female artist of the 21st century so far. Ed Sheeran just shared a clip of a new song. I'll repost that up in our Instagram stories this morning if you want to hear it. The official release is coming in a couple weeks. In tour news, it seems like Radiohead is about to announce a tour. They haven't toured in 7 years, so this is big. People think this is happening because the band's manager just donated 4 tickets to a, quote, Radiohead concert of your choice for a wildfire relief auction. The highest bidder is going to get to choose their preferred show, quote, based on the band's tour schedule. So, yeah, that sounds like they're touring. That's exciting. Due to popular demand, the Eagles just extended their residency in the Sphere in Las Vegas. 4 new dates in September, bringing their total number of shows there to 36. And lastly here, 2 things about Iron Maiden. First, just announced that they have a new documentary on the way, celebrating 50 years. That's a long run. That's coming soon. And the band's former airplane, a Boeing 747, is being cut up into pieces, and those pieces are for sale. A limited batch of 12,000 original aircraft skins. They're being sold for $73 a piece. Go get a piece of Iron Maiden's plane. Some additional headlines here on this Wednesday morning. Today is the first official day of spring. I like saying that. The vernal equinox. A handful of companies are giving out freebies to celebrate, like DQ. It's free cone day at DQ. Get a free small vanilla soft serve cone by just stopping into any participating location nationwide. Happy spring. Go get some ice cream. This one is still a major headline everywhere. The judge battling President Trump over the timing of the latest deportations gave the White House another day to turn over the flight information he requested. He's extending the deadline. He is warning the administration that they could face consequences if he finds out they intentionally violated his order. One more element of this, Trump said the judge should be impeached. We'll see what comes of this. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve said they'll be keeping interest rates at the current levels, not changing at the moment, although they did seem concerned. The policymakers said they expect the economy to be weaker this year than they had previously predicted, and they are expecting inflation to be higher this year. It seems the trade war we found ourselves in has complicated things a bit. I've got egg news today. If you thought they were expensive at the grocery store, they're nothing compared to this one. A perfectly round egg just sold for $550. They say it's one in a billion. It honestly is pretty cool to see. I don't even know why. It's different. I like looking at it. Put it up in the Instagram stories. And it's for a good cause. It sold for $550, and the proceeds of this auction went to a sexual abuse charity. That's great. Lastly, I always end the show with something positive. Today, I really want to give a big old shout out to the thousands of firefighters that just took part in the 34th annual Firefighter Stair Climb. This happened in Seattle. Firefighters from all over the world showed up for it. They had to climb 69 flights of stairs in full gear. No, thank you. That's 1,356 steps. And it's not just for fun, because doesn't this sound like fun? No, they do it to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Such a great cause. Since they started doing this in 1991, they have raised around $30 million. Incredible. Big props to everyone involved here. Such a great cause. And the show is over
now. The show is over now.
There you go. Thanks for being here. Happy birthday to Kendra B. I'm so sorry. I don't want to mispronounce your last name, but she said she's been a listener since day one of this podcast. I love that. She sent me a really nice message about our dog, Owen, as well. It was very sweet of you. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Kendra. The first day of spring. That's got to be good luck to have your birthday on the first day of spring. I'm back tomorrow, Friday, to do it all again. Have a great Thursday.
Please tell your friends about this show.